Good afternoon, West Liberty. This is Pierce. You are listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM. We are college radio and we are passionately vocal. Today's broadcast, we have a very special guest joining us today. Her name is Tessa Ulam. She is a undergrad student here at West Liberty. She is the active human resources representative. She has been at West Liberty for 2 years and she has a double major in management and entrepreneurship. Tessa, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm not doing too bad. So for today's broadcast, I'm just basically, I'm going to be talking about some different topics with you regarding your position here at West Liberty as a human resources person. But first, we're going to get some, a little bit of background from you and like where you came from, how you got to where you are today. And then we'll go from there. I'll leave it to you from there. Go on ahead.
So I actually grew up in West Liberty. My house was right across from the library and I went to West Liberty Elementary School and both my parents worked here. So I've always been a part of West Liberty's culture. I went to Wheeling Park High School and I started here 2 years ago. I've been working in the HR office since the summer before my freshman year. I actually met our previous chief human resources officer, Diana Harto, on my tour of this campus. And she said that they were going to be posting a job for a student worker. And I thought that would be great business experience. So I applied. I got it the summer before my freshman year of college here. And I've been working there ever since. And I love it.
Nice. Nice. That's definitely awesome, especially for how young you were, and you applied for that immediately. Now, is that something you wanted to do from the get go? You were like, okay, I want to go into this just because it just sounds cool, or did you actually have an interest in being a human resources person?
I did not have an interest in being a human resources person. I always knew that I wanted to do business because I figured if I got a business degree, no matter what career path that I had, because I had so many interests, mm-hmm. I would have that background. So even with being in entrepreneurship. Like I know if I start my own business, then it can be about anything, but I have those foundations. So then when I came in for my tour and I was talking to Diana and she said that they were looking for a student worker, I figured I'd be doing a lot of clerical stuff, but I'd also be able to kind of pick up on workplace dynamics and figure out how to present myself professionally. So I thought that would be a great opportunity and I applied and I got the job.
Now, did you do student work in high school at all or did you not have any previous experience?
Okay. This was my first job. Really? So I was so nervous going in for the interview, mm-hmm. but they were so nice to me. And nice. It's been a fantastic experience for a first job, you know, because I know mm-hmm. a lot of students have to either, you know, work at fast food places and stuff like that, which there's nothing wrong with those types of jobs, but they can be very hard on high school students. So mm-hmm. I'm very lucky to have always had a very supportive family and to have not had to work until I got to college.
So just to clarify for people who don't know exactly what NHR does, I'm going to let you explain what all entails of your job on a day-to-day basis, just for the people who can know.
So HR stands for human resources, and we are basically the support system for the staff and faculty at the university. We do all of the hiring. So from the time that we post a job to the person's first day, that is us. And then also we manage their benefits and we support the faculty and staff if they have any issues, where who they come to talk to. So that's kind of what we do. My job on a day-to-day basis, since I took over as the HR generalist or representative, I do a lot of posting. So when a department needs something hired, they put in a request with us, and then we help them through the interview process. We post the job, we facilitate the interview process, and then once they have a candidate they want to hire, we do their background check.
Now, I'm gonna ask you a question regarding, mm-hmm. because you said you work with benefits, correct?
I do not personally work with benefits, but my colleague, Stephanie Mills, she just took over as our payroll and benefits specialist. Okay. So that is her realm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Then I'm gonna bounce over to another question.
Okay.
You deal with training and development, correct?
Currently, I don't do any training, but I do help with the orientation process,
which is
you know, the very initial training. Mm-hmm. The departments are the ones who currently do a lot of the interdepartment training, showing the employee what they're actually going to be doing in the day-to-day in that department. Mm-hmm. But I do a lot of orientation stuff.
Gotcha. So I'm going to bounce over to, okay, so I'm going to bounce over to a topic that you just mentioned. Mm-hmm. Regarding orientations that happen like here at our college and just different colleges around the Ohio County and globally, do you think that with the impact that COVID had, like where people were online and they weren't in person anymore, like do you think that really made an impact on specific students, you know, like getting the idea to come to a college and like, you know, and work, and it's like, and specifically to work for a certain position, like as a faculty member or like an RA, do you, and like even for people who are like foreign, who come from a foreign country, do you think that really made an impact on that side of the spectrum?
I definitely think our transition, a lot of our hiring process has kind of switched online. I think it does discourage some people, but it also opens up opportunities for people. We have one employee in Colorado, which we never had remote workers before. I think, so everything has its benefits and its challenges. I know that when I was initially hired, my former boss, she told me that one of the reasons that she hired me is because I actually came in to do the interview. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of digital interviews. So some people might not want to do that. But also, if we have a range of applicants from other states, they can apply and they can get that first initial interview and see if they want to know more about this university, if this is a position that they really want to pursue. Mm-hmm. And then they can then maybe fly in to do an in-person interview. Okay. So it definitely has negative and positive impacts.
Do you have people like who are foreign? I've never actually asked anybody this question mm-hmm. before. So people who are foreign, do you guys like actually bring them in and do interviews, or is that all online based, like you mentioned? Like when you when you talk to them in person and like they get a feel for West Liberty, do you guys do online interviews with them?
So when you say foreign, yes. Because there are some people who are international that are currently living in the country, mm-hmm. and then there could be someone who applies who's currently living in another country.
I'm talking about somebody who lives in a different country is what I meant.
I don't think we personally get too many applicants or people who aren't currently living in the United States. Mm-hmm. But as I just said, because we have that online reach now, mm-hmm. If someone from another country was on one of our job websites and they heard about an employment opportunity that they think really fits them, mm-hmm. then they can apply from anywhere in the world and we can give them that first initial Zoom interview mm-hmm. so that they can see, is this something that I very much want to pursue, and then they can make that leap to sure. either come here, or even if we have a remote position, doesn't matter where you are in the world, you can be working there. So sure. because we have now implemented remote work after COVID, we can have employees who are from other countries.
Mm-hmm. Nice, of course. Now, do you think that would be like highly like beneficial for people who are out of the country to come over here to a country such as United States, where it's more of I don't want to say organized, but it gives them more benefits for like for them to pave their path to go in their careers? Do you think that going to a college here would definitely give them more of a stable path?
Yes, I think there are two sides to it. So one, if someone wanted to come over here and they wanted to join this university and they wanted to further their education, that's one thing. So we give them the opportunity, they get 50% off their graduate tuition if they wanted to do that. But also if they wanted to get experience here in America, if they go on someplace that's not West Liberty University, then they would be able to put that on their resume, use us as a reference, get experience about what work culture is like here. And that's something that they might not had to have encountered before, because work cultures are different everywhere in every country. So they can definitely have that. And then if they have an interview later on, they have that experience to be able to talk about in interviews.
Of course. Now, do you think with the increase in more students who are like applying at colleges nowadays, mm-hmm. like compared to like years ago back in the 70s and 80s, do you think now with an increase in how many people are actually applying at colleges, do you think that now more colleges are actually opening up to more job positions now than ever before?
Yes, I think there are places to place people, especially at a university, mm-hmm. because if we can offer our students the opportunity to get real life work experience here, that benefits the university because then they have more people helping out. But that also benefits the students because then they get to see what it's like to actually work in a professional business environment. So that's great experience and it benefits the university and it benefits the student.
Gotcha. Yeah. I just wanted to ask that question. I really was questioning that myself, like how that whole process worked. I'm glad you summarized that for me. Now, I did a study recently that a lot of professors are actually resigning nowadays because of like high stress, or they have just stuff going on in their personal life that they have to take care of. Now, is there anybody specifically like around our area who is actually like going through that process of like resigning? I remember you had mentioned that the number of resigning people here is getting higher than ever before.
Yeah, we do have a very high turnover rate, and I think there have been a lot of impacts, especially since COVID has happened, but it is a very stressful time for a lot of people. And if they come into this job and they're already feeling overwhelmed, if we do not put in the proper time and investment to support them, they could get stressed and they could want to leave. So we do have a lot of turnover right now.
Now, how do you think that we could benefit for the future generation of students who are young now, but they apply for jobs in the future? How do you think that that we could like improve on that, like with stress and other factors in that regime? Do you think what ways can we fix that, you feel?
I feel like, first off, we have to worry about developing the employees that we have so that if we have students who are going to be going into the workforce later, the better education that we can provide them, the more skills that they're going to pick up. As we talked about earlier, lots of positions on campus opening up, they'll be able to get that work experience, and that'll be immensely beneficial for them going forward because they'll have that experience. And then when they're off and they're making their own names in their careers, when someone asks them, what school did you go to? You can say West Liberty University. So I think putting the investment in the employees that we have right now and making mm-hmm. the best experience for our students will be able to immensely positively impact them in the future.
If you don't mind me asking, mm-hmm. what because you're a student worker, which is like your job title, yes. student worker, specifically for like not just for West Liberty, but for all colleges, what do you think a good investment would be for a college to like for the future to invest in, you feel like more investments?
If we're talking about students, so when I came into my job in the HR office, I was under the impression that I would be doing a lot of just clerical stuff, typical intern work, mm-hmm. but that was not the case. West Liberty University invested in me. That HR department took me under their wing. They let me sit in all of their meetings. Sure. They let me give my opinion about real HR situations that were happening, and they allowed me to eventually transition to be able to, if I could justify a project that I wanted to do, and I had the time to do it, they would let me do that, which is how our online orientation came to be for our remote employees who are working in other states. So that investment, then when most of our HR people left, then I was able to step up and kind of help the HR department through their transition to getting new workers in the office. Mm-hmm. And I think that that is an immense impact that I was able to make because the university invested in me. So giving people those kind of opportunities to get that experience can then benefit the university and other places of work in the future when those people move on from this university.
Of course. We're going to take a short break here. It'll be about 3 minutes. And then I'm going to discuss the topic more of if professors should use textbooks rather than online or the vice versa. So we're going to get into that topic here after this short break. You are listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM. This is Pierce. We'll be right back. Are you tired of feeling run down from your same old playlist?
Ready? Go!
Come boost your mood while tuning into WGLZ 91.5 FM with a playlist that is straight fire. We are college radio and we are passionately vocal. Hello, West Liberty. This is Pierce. You are listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM. We are college radio and we are passionately vocal. We had a short break. We are currently back here with Tessa Ulam, who is the human resources generalist here at West Liberty. We discussed some previous topics about some more of what she does in her job position. And currently, we are going to get into the topic of if professors should use textbooks or should it be online learning. I'm gonna bounce it over to you now. In your opinion, do you think that it should be textbooks or online learning?
So I personally like reading physical books. So if we're talking about whether or not I would rather have a physical textbook or an online textbook, I would choose physical. But if we're talking about taking things away from the textbook and maybe using a bunch of open source texts and pulling topics that have to do with whatever class we're doing and using those as examples to then build off of, I am definitely in support of doing that because I think that allows people to get more knowledge about what they're actually learning. But I think the transition up to online isn't necessarily the best for our generation, mm-hmm. just because it's a lot easier to not actually take in the information. It's a lot easier to hide. It's a lot easier to cheat on things when you're doing strictly online learning.
I was just going to ask you that question. Do you think that because our generation is so focused more now on their phones than ever before, and social media is a big problem? Like, in my opinion, I look at social media as an addiction.
Oh, for sure.
Anyhow, do you think that it is having a negative impact on the new generation or a positive impact?
I definitely think it's having a negative impact on our generation. I think being able to use technology with the fluency that us digital natives have is very good because technology is a fantastic tool, but it should be used as a support. And right now, I feel like our generation is using it as a crutch. Mm-hmm. I know when it comes to online classes at West Liberty University, I know a lot of people who don't read the textbooks at all. They're doing the bare minimum to get by. And because everything is online and the teachers are pulling from test banks that are online, mm-hmm. the kids don't actually have to learn the stuff that they're studying. Okay. And when they're taking their quizzes, they can just search the answers online and then use that. So I don't think it's helping us learn.
Yeah, there's a big problem with people copying and pasting stuff and putting it into like ChatGPT, I think is one of the big ones. And then like you have like Socratic or like Quizlet. So many people are using all these different types of websites to just cheat on answers. But in reality, you have to study, because if you don't study in what you're actually going into, then I hate to say it, but you're going to be clueless at what you're going into.
As a business major, I think I need to actually have the business knowledge to be able to make good investments in the future, mm-hmm. because a lot of business is about knowing people. It's about going out and being able to produce results. But even if it's not business that you're looking at, I mean, think about the people who are dental hygiene students, people who want to be doctors or nurses. If they don't actually know the stuff that they're doing, you don't want to be the patient that goes in and has those people working on you.
Sure. Now, do you think from a student standpoint also, okay, are you a person who does presentations?
Yes.
A good chunk of the time? Okay, I was going to ask that question. Now, when you do presentations, what mainly do you go over in your presentations?
So it depends on what class you're doing the presentation for, because mm-hmm. A lot of the times you're writing a paper and then you're presenting on what you're doing. But sometimes it's also you worked on a project all semester, do a summary presentation and tell the class what you did with your time. So when I'm doing presentations, I like to know my main points. I think right now I've seen a lot of presentations where you have bullet points that have so much text on them and people are just reading off the screens, but that's not really what presentations should be about.
I have seen that also last year when I was in my it was a comm class. It was public speaking is what it was. A lot of people were doing presentations with just reading from the bulletins. I'm like, you have to bounce off like of your main topics, of course, and you have to just know like what you're talking about majority of the time, because if you don't, about 9 times out of 10, you're probably going to lose everybody. Like,
yes,
trying to stay on track with what you're talking about pretty much. Now, off topic of that, I was going to ask you about wages here.
Yes.
With colleges. Can you talk to me a little bit about how inflation is impacting the wages at colleges nowadays?
Yes. So if you have lots of inflation happening, that's obviously going to raise the cost of living. So then whatever the average is for that college, whether they're right at market rate or they're below market rate, then it's going to be harder for them to provide competitive pay or with the pay that they have at that moment for the employees who are taking home those paychecks to be able to support their families and actually live their lives. So as a university, all universities in general, workplaces, if you're not going to be able to actually raise the amount that you're paying people, whether it's because of budgetary reasons or it's not supported with the staffing plan that you have to find ways to get creative. I know at West Liberty, one of our biggest draws is the benefits that we have. So we have nice benefits that come to tuition. So a lot of people, maybe they're not making above market rate, but they will be able to either get 50% off their tuition or their students will come here for free. I mean, their children. Mm-hmm. And that's a huge draw because the cost of university tuition is going up too.
Oh, of course. So, yeah. Like, I mean, if you're in state or out of state, it's definitely is making a huge difference than what it was 20 years ago. So I'm going to bounce back a little bit to what you said, how you mentioned about benefits. Mm-hmm. Are people who have disabilities and people who are who have some disorders, are mm-hmm. they getting more benefits than they have before, you think? Or is it pretty much the same?
I don't think our benefit policy has changed. Personally, I think as a society, organizations, we're now transitioning to a future where we're really caring about people's lives because the generation that's entering the workforce, they very much care about, they don't want to feel like just a corporate drone. They want to feel like their place of work actually cares about them. Sure. So a lot of organizations are choosing to take that into account. Mm-hmm. I know human resources in general, one thing that I learned about in my strategic human resources classes that I haven't done here, but I've learned about in theory, is that they have these kind of cafeteria style benefit plans. So instead of there being set benefit plans for everyone, they give you an amount of money and you can sign up for whatever benefits you want. Mm-hmm. And you just take that out of that account that they give you. Mm-hmm. So if you need help with vision, so you can put more money towards getting benefits for that because that's what you need. So organizations are definitely figuring out that people want that. Mm-hmm. And they're coming up with creative ways to be able to give them the benefits that will support each individual employee.
Of course. Do you think that also with the increase of clubs on campus, this is kind of off topic, mm-hmm. what we're talking about. Do you think the increase of more clubs and organizations such as fraternities or sororities or just clubs in general for different classes or studies, do you think that is also having a major major benefit to certain kids who are antisocial or social?
Yes, I definitely think if there's one thing that it's amazing that colleges have is that they have these clubs and these places that kids who are coming in, who maybe they're out of state, maybe they don't know anyone at this college, that kind of gives them a way to look at the clubs and organizations that we have, see something that maybe they want to get into or something that they're already passionate about, and they can gravitate towards people who share those similar ideas. But also on the opposite of that, maybe you want to go attend a club meeting for something that you don't know much about, or you want to learn more about. And that way you can also meet people who disagree with you. You can have real, genuine conversations and be able to take more from the experience. So mm-hmm. I think it's great for college kids that we are currently making more clubs. And at West Liberty, all you need is an advisor and a couple people, and you can create your little charter and you can create whatever club you had. I know we used to have a Nicolas Cage club here.
I actually have heard of that before.
Yeah. Yes. So people who are passionate about Nick Cage. Yes. Let's do it.
Heck yeah.
It's great.
Of course. Those were fantastic answers. Thank you very much. Just for summarizing, this is going to be my last question for you. It's a personal question. Where do you see yourself in 5 years from now? Do you see yourself actually going into what like into like it being an HR, or do you see yourself going to like more of like getting your own business and like in the business perspective?
I do not see myself being an HR representative, a chief human resources officer. That is not my career path or my plan. However, I do intend to use the knowledge that I have learned in human resources to be able to support my own business. I'm a management entrepreneurship major, and I really want to own my own business.
Well, Tessa, we are out of time. I'm going to cut this off right here. Okay. Hope everybody enjoyed that and tuned in to listen to it. You're listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM. We're College Radio. And we're passionately vocal.